The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And guess what we talk about? Yep, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about all kinds of things. Firearms, every now and then a little politics, a little fishing, a little regulation, seasons, stuff like that. And we talk about that with you. That's right, our audience, our listening audience. We would love to hear from you every time we come on the show. Doesn't matter. Every Saturday, 5 to 7, you call whenever you want. Tough time to call is, you know, like right before the top of the hour, you know, when we're going into the news or, you know, right at the end of the show. So, you know, if you don't want to call, have a conversation about something, start it out right away. Start it out right away. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. My goodness, we are in the midst of a regulations change for striped bass. And there was an article on WBOC, which is the, I guess, the Delmarva television station and whatever else they do, in a move aimed at addressing the declining populations of striped bass, the Atlantic States Marines Fisheries Commission approved new regulations, effective immediately, drawing criticism from the angling community. The regulations, which impact recreational fishermen, reduce the allowable catch for anglers, and impose a new slot size for keeper fish. Under the previous rule, recreational anglers were allowed to keep two striped bass per person, with a size requirement falling between 19 and 31 inches, a range commonly known as the slot size. This is written by Lauren Miller. I don't know that person. The newly approved regulation limits anglers, including charter boats, to one keeper fish within a revised slot size of 19 to 24 inches, and the intention is to leave the larger fish for reproduction, of course. Charter boat captains are expressing discontent with the sudden implementation of these measures. Not like they didn't see it coming. Claiming they were enacted hastily and without warning. Not true. Despite holding commercial licenses, charter boats are required to adhere to the same limits as recreational anglers, leading to concerns about impacts on their livelihoods. Captain Shannon Pickens of the charter The Working Girl voiced his concerns, stating, "I've got trips already booked with customers under the premonition of us being able to keep two fish per person. And now we're at one fish per person with a slot limit as well. So we've taken over a 50% reduction here if you look at the number of it." 50% number of what? Fish? Customers? Not sure what he means. According to Allison Colden, she's the Chesapeake Bay Foundation's Maryland Executive Director, the regulatory changes are a response to a significant drop in the striped bass population over the past 5 years. She says the Maryland Department of Resources, Juvenile Striped Bass Survey has shown record low numbers consistently for the past 5 years. So we know we're seeing a low reproduction as well as too many spawning adults being removed from the coastwide population. Colden defended the rapid implementation, saying, "Well, that is a quick turnaround. We think that this is critically important to make sure that the conservation measures that we need to see in place for striped bass are in place as soon as possible." part of the rationale behind the slot size change is to protect breeder fish, as those exceeding the new 24-inch maximum are now considered crucial for reproduction. However, charter boat captains argue that the lack of reporting practices contributed to skewed population data, as they log and report catches daily. Recreational anglers don't. Jason Seaman, charter boat captain of the Marylander and vice president of Maryland Charter Boat Association, emphasized the need for better data collection, stating, from a recreational standpoint, it's generated based on estimated, and that leads to insufficient data. With better data, we can make better decisions in Maryland. The opening season for rockfish begins in May. CBF says they believe there could be additional actions taken in the future to protect the fish. These new rules affect fishermen all along the East Coast. For commercial watermen, their quota will be cut by 7%. So, there you go. That's the gist of it. That's what some of us are going to be talking about today, but we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Hey, good morning, John B. How are you? Week was okay. Pretty good. No problem. Except we lost our heat. Our compressor's dead. We haven't replaced it yet. We're on emergency heat in the house. And that all happened at the coldest possible weather of the year so far, when it was 20 degrees with a wind chill of 10. So, you know, striped bass, big regulation changes, no trophy season. They're going to start the season May 1st, but, you know, 19 to 24 inches. No big spawners, no big trophies. They're out there catching them now. They're out there catching them now, lifting them up on the boat, lifting them by their gill plates, sticking their hands in their mouth, holding them up, taking pictures. You know, that's what they're doing. And I have always said, my contention has always been, why? What effect do you have, or does trolling a big old fish in, or even fighting one to exhaustion on light tackle, what does that, how does that affect the future reproduction? And I think personally, my own humble opinion, that the catch and release seasons with the targeting of the big spawning females, which goes on for months in the wintertime, although the water temperature is optimum for survival, what is the effect on the stressors on the fish? Nobody's been able to answer that question for me. We're just going to go out there and catch the biggest ones we can catch. Troll them, you know, drag them in with their mouths open. And the old age-old excuse is, well, they swim away. Mm-hmm, they do. I had somebody talk to me the other day about, we were talking about it, and he said, have you ever shot a deer and had it run away? I said, yeah, plenty of times. You know, you shoot one and runs off. And he said, is it dead? I said, yeah, usually. You know, you trail it, you track it, that's part of the process. And he said, same thing with rockfish. You can't tell me that if you hook that fish and reel it in, you know, especially like I just said, trolling it in with their mouth open or, you know, fighting it to exhaustion, you can't tell me that even if it swims away, it's going to survive. You know, somebody else said, even if somebody goes overboard in the wintertime, you know, you're not going to see them float in the winter, not because of the temperature of the water. Let's see. Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing good, buddy. How about yourself?
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Yep.
Still looking down to the top of the grass, so.
That's the main thing, buddy.
Okay.
Yep, that's the main thing.
Robin not with you today?
No, she's not. She's, Robin had a pretty rough week. We had a, We had a well-attended funeral from a family member. Many of you may remember Coach Jerry Franks. He coached at the Naval Academy. He coached, I believe, DeMatha and some of the top high schools, not only around the Baltimore region but in Southern Maryland. He was a wonderful football coach for many, many years. Matter of fact, he was Sean Casey's football coach when Sean played. And his wife Lois passed away after a long illness of Alzheimer's. And, you know, she was a wonderful lady. Her and a friend founded a church down in Calvert County. She was always there to take care of Jerry's players, whoever showed up at the house. You know, she was always cooking for them and attended all the games. And, you know, quite a lady from what I understand. And, of course, Robin grew up with her. And Robin's father, Ron, former Secretary of Department of Natural Resources, he was a dentist, and his brother Jerry was the coach. And those two were tight, close. The families were close. And quite a gathering of the family on Thursday at the funeral. So a lot of memories were rehashed, a lot of tears were shed, and of course our condolences go out to the Franks family and all concerned. She's a wonderful lady. I didn't know her too much. I met her a few times. Always seemed very nice to me. Her daughters have always been nice, you know. So. And, you know, like I said, these are people that Robin grew up with her whole life. Mm-hmm. So Jerry and his wife Lois got married when Robin was four. So, like I said, it's been decades. And, you know, so that was a tough part of the week. So, yeah. So how was your week?
I guess just normal week.
How'd you like that crazy weather we had the last 2 days? Mm-hmm. I left the house yesterday morning. It was kind of chilly, foggy, and I had a vest on and I had a flannel shirt on. By midday, I'm like, man, I need to strip down to my T-shirt here. It's 72 degrees. What's wrong with me? So, you know, it was a little uncomfortable, but everything's fine now. It's supposed to rain this weekend, I believe. And,
I think you're talking about something.
Yeah, and then this coming week it's going to cool down, and we will be participating in the primitive season Thursday and Friday, the 1st and 2nd. On the 3rd, I'll be traveling over to Baltimore County to participate in a measuring event at the Moncton Volunteer Fire Department in Hereford. Right there off of 83, our measures will be there measuring white-tailed deer, sick of deer, and black bears. So we have some folks lined up coming in for that, and we'll be attending. The event is the Electric Bass Anglers Fish and Flea Market, so we'll be attending that. So thanks for allowing us to have a space in your show. It's a nice place. We measured some really nice deer last year. So. So anyway, and then later in the month, we'll be in February, we'll be at the National Outdoor Show in Dorchester County, Lower Dorchester County, down near Church Creek. We'll be at the school there, again, measuring on Friday night and Saturday. A team of measures will be there. And then on March 9th, Bucks Bear Stags. What's that?
What was the date on that last one?
23rd, 24th.
23rd, 24th.
Yeah, February. And then on March 9th, we'll be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet at Martin's West. So, yeah, that's a great time. Anybody wants to go to the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet, that's a good time with a lot of hunters and a lot of giveaways and a lot of raffles and door prizes and things like that. And, Martin's always prepared just fantastic meals. We know that from experience, and you know they've settled on Martin's, and it's a great event. So that's the one in Baltimore, Martin's West.
Yeah, that's better than I don't usually get anything over that way.
All right, got it. Yeah, it's across the bridge. It's a little tough for you now. So yeah, so that's the schedule.
Since I don't drive anymore, well, I got to depend on a ride. So
I hear you. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll see you at the National Outdoor Show. We'll probably be back at Schrader's in May. We usually have a trip there. So, yep. Anyway.
24th, 26th of February.
23rd and 24th.
23rd, 24th.
Yeah, it's a Friday night and a Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll probably be a Saturday if I do get down here.
Yeah, well, I hope you can make it. Anyway.
All right.
All right.
It's Vader.
All right, buddy. Nice talking to you. Will do.
See. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So the didn't have much, didn't have the fireplace on much last night or even this morning. I had it on a little bit this morning, and, you know, the room has reached the appropriate temperature, so it popped off there. But we always enjoy our fireplace when it's on from the great Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. I was at a restaurant yesterday, and somebody said, oh, yeah, Billy comes in here a lot. I'm like, yeah, tell him, you know, ask him about me. So that was very nice. But if you were in need of heat, if you went through that cold spell and you said, man, I wish we had something else to heat the house with a little bit, or maybe even a room in the house, or maybe you got one of those, you know, hole-in-the-wall fireplaces I talk about all the time. Well, stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. And Robin and I selected gas fireplace insert. They have wood. They have pellet. They have freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well that you can use. But we got the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, one of several brands that they carry, Enviro and a couple of other ones. Let's see, what are some of the other ones? Morso, Enviro, Regency. Those are some of the brands. If you want to look them up before you head in there and find out, you know, go online and see which ones you want to look at. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and we've always been happy with their service after the fact. So you can select a new pellet, gas, even an electric or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Stop in the showroom, and you'll be ready when it gets cold again. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue exit in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Stopped by Clyde Sports Shop yesterday. Stopped by and talked to Mike. It was a little early in the morning, and looked at some deer stuff and looked at some fish and tackle. I looked at some rods and reels and some fishing lures I'm interested in. I said, you know, what are they going for now? He said, mostly perch. And I said, yeah, okay, well, I can see that. There's some minnows in the tank and some of those big black salties that guys want to use for the bigger fish, you know, when snakehead comes around, or even, you know, if you want to do some big old bass fishing or pickerel fishing, those black salties make a good bait. They're big, hardy minnows, and they've got the bull minnows and night crawlers and everything else. And no grass shrimp yet, but they're coming. If you prefer to use grass shrimp, I don't know how many people use grass shrimp anymore. But I talked to Mike. Their 10-day sale's coming up March 1st through the 10th, where all the fish and tackle will be on sale. But don't wait if you need something. Get in there and get it. You know, there's plenty of fishing between now and March. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne or Halethorpe. Just off Beltway exit number 9. That number is 410-242-6108 is their phone number. Listen, Mr. Clyde's back in the store now pretty much on a regular basis. Had a nice conversation with Clyde the other day. So glad to see Mr. Clyde back in business. He had some health concerns, but he's back at it. So why not stop by, say hello. That number 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. You know, for ammunition and firearms and scope mounting and licenses and fish and tackle and crabbing supplies. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change.
Amen.
This country sure as hell been going down the drain.
Last 3 years.
We need. We know who to blame.
Yep.
United
I did that.
Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
Let's go, Brandon. He cut the last words off, Aaron. Anyway, let's talk to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing much better, thanks.
Good.
I had every intention of calling in last weekend, but I took sick on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I guess there's a stomach bug going around, and I caught it. And
there's
it really
all kinds.
Yep. Anyway, I got up early, put the headphones on, because I didn't want to wake the boss up.
Sure.
I went into the living room, and I had every intention of calling in and talking to you, but I passed out and didn't make it until the end of the program last week. And then when I finally got my senses, it was late, and you were having a conversation about ethics.
Yeah.
And I was curious to know that I'd have anything to do with the previous week's conversation where there was a mention of a trophy animal and a crop damage permit in the same sentence.
Yes, it did.
Oh, it did, because I could tell that I didn't hear last week's show, but I could tell the week before last when that was brought up, that really tweaked you. And
it did.
It really tweaked me, because those two things in the same sentence just didn't make any sense to me. And particularly when we've got a youngster involved, that it got me. I mean, we bring these young people up. In fact, mine, when we started out, we would go to Western Maryland. You had to let the does go by. And then as he grew older up, we were fortunate enough to get on a property down on the Eastern Shore as a guest and a hunting club. and we were only allowed to kill does. So my son learned to let them walk. But to hear about this opportunity where somebody thinks that the crop damage permit is another tool to kill a trophy animal is something that just is not in my DNA. I can't go that route.
I agree 100%. And,
yeah.
And here, you know, here's the deal, okay? We have these, what do they call them now? Deer management permits or something like that. Crop damage permits, okay? In Maryland, a farmer can apply for a permit, and if they're relatively easy to get. They're kind of handed out like, you know, candy. There are 7 or 8 FTEs that deal with crop damage. Now, we're talking a grand total of what's reported of 30,000 animals a year, ballpark, okay? FTEs, full-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
What does a FTE in the Maryland Department of Natural Resources make? What's it translate to?
So are you
ballpark.
Asking salary?
Yeah. What's it cost the state to manage with DNR employees? What does it cost the state to manage crop damage permits?
It's $several million, I would assume.
Huh? 45 employees. Let's say they average, you know, 50,000. Oh, I'm sorry, 7 employees. Let's say they average $40,000 to $50,000.
Okay.
Just average. Okay, you're talking $500,000.
All right.
Okay, of DNR money to manage the crop damage permit program across the state.
Oh, I see. Okay, now we're getting focused.
Talk about 30,000 animals altogether for farmers to have these permits to, you know, appoint sub-permittees. Now, the farmer doesn't have to have a hunting license because he's on his own farm. I'm not sure that the sub-permittee, you know, the designated shooter has to have a hunting license or not. I believe they do. But they can take as many deer as their permit allows, and usually the permits are handed out for 20 to 30 deer per year, okay? They can take them with a rifle. They can take them with a shotgun. They can take them with a crossbow, they can take them with a compound bow, they can take them with a muzzle-loading rifle, they can use any firearm or any weapon of their choice to take these crop damage permits 365 days a year.
I get that, but I just didn't realize that was a tool that should, well, the fact
antlerless
that
deer
there are
only.
People that are using that as a tool to kill trophy animals. When
antlerless deer only
was to reduce the population, and the best way to do that is to kill the does.
Antlerless deer only is what a typical crop damage permit is for.
Typically.
On certain tree farms and orchards, antlered deer are permitted because they damage the trees by rubbing them. Okay? But unless you have a tree farm, or unless you have an orchard, you're in violation of the law if you take an antlered animal on a standard crop damage permit.
Okay.
So the question arises, farmer has a crop damage permit, makes a person a designated shooter, and the designated shooter has his eye on a trophy animal. Therein lies the rub.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I misunderstood the fellow or not that talked about that. I don't think so. I don't think I did. But, yeah, it raised a lot of hackles around the state because I heard about it everywhere I went.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good sign that other people are upset about it because, you know, we wonder about where this country is going and where we stand and people's moral compass and their ethics, you know, it all comes into play.
See, I always thought that I always thought that that ethics were taught in hunter safety education, but I'm not sure that they are. Everybody takes their course online now and shows up for the required day to, you know, shoot their guns and go over their don't shoot.
Well, once again, it's back to the home and the parent and
exactly.
When they're young. I mean, that's a totally different conversation we can get into. Have you got time for a couple little things I can ask you about? If you got
sure, real quick.
Okay. Real quick, a couple weeks ago, I was perusing through the internet, and there was an article there. I didn't read it; I just saw it, where a guy had laid out on the floor his necessaries for his deer hunt. And clearly, he was out west because he had this backpack, and he had all this stuff laid out: compass, water purification kit, emergency blanket, you know, and. Hunting here in the state of Maryland, I don't need all that. However, I wanted to ask you, and I heard you mention the other week that you used a grunt call. Is there one or two accessories that you carry with you that are must-haves during your deer hunt? That if you get out there and you don't have them, you're like, how in the world did I forget that?
Yeah, binoculars.
Binoculars. All right. Okay. All right.
I've forgotten my grunt call. I like to carry a grunt call. Actually, I carry two calls. I like to carry a doe bleat and a buck grunt, and use them in series. I like to during the breeding period, whichever one you pick. You know, the initial November early rut, the second rut or the third rut. I like to use those in combination.
Let's see. Yeah.
And you know, I'll do a doe bleat and I'll follow it with a buck grunt, like it's a buck following a doe who's, you know, trying to breed her, that type of thing.
No, and mine is a face
been
mask.
Successful.
Number
this year,
one is a face mask for me.
Face mask is number one. Binoculars are number two. You're absolutely right. Face mask
and a cover scent. I've always felt if I don't have it, I don't feel very confident at all. Whether it works or not, it's a personal preference.
Yep, cover scent's always good. I have them in my pack. I usually spray down with a scent-free spray of some kind. Spray my hat, spray my, you know, my collar, you know, under my arms and any of that those places. But you know, I don't know how effective they are. I think you got to play the wind more so than worry about that. The cover scent's good. I'm up in a tree, 12 feet, strong wind. I believe that. Especially a swirling wind. It happened to me Saturday. I'll tell that story here in a minute. That you can't possibly kill every molecule of scent that goes into the woods.
That's correct.
Okay, but you can sure try. And the best way to do that is to play the wind.
Of course.
You know, and when I say play the wind, pay attention to the wind direction, pay attention to which stand you're in. You know, it pretty much... If you're going to see any deer and they're downwind from you, you may as well just forget about that. But, you base your stand selection on which way the wind is blowing and where you know that the deer access the property. According to the wind, according to which way the wind is blowing, you know, you're going to be better off in stand A rather than stand B, if you have that option.
Just one other quick thing. I know you mentioned that you listen to the birds, and
yep.
So do I, and particularly the blue jays. But
blue jays.
When these young ones were coming up and we were teaching them, we would tell them that they were tattletale birds.
That's right.
Listen
That's
for
good.
The tattletale birds. Yeah. And they're always listening when we're out walking around. You know, I tell them, you know, listen for them tattletale birds. They'll let you know when them deer are coming.
They do. And on – the one property I hunt, it's dogs.
Mm.
I have the left dog, the center
before.
Dog,
yeah.
And the right dog. Yeah. And then I have the dog across the field.
Yeah.
You know? And when the dogs start to bark, I'm focused on the direction that dog is barking, because I will say 6 out of 10 times they're barking at a deer, especially given the enthusiasm of their bark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a deer coming in the woods, and that's what happened to me on Saturday. I was out in that 20-degree weather with a 10-degree wind chill.
Ooh.
And that was fun.
Yeah, I bet.
There were whirlwinds in the field. There were snow whirlwinds in the field.
Mm.
you know, I don't know what you call them. Like, you know, you call them dust devils. Well, these were snow devils.
How about that?
I could see the snow swirling around, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm in trouble now because the wind was northwest, which is a pretty good wind. And as I was thinking that, the lower dog went off, and I started looking in that direction, and I saw a deer coming into the woods. I thought, okay, that's cool. Maybe that's a doe. Maybe there's a buck with her. No, it turned out it was the top team member of the Gruesome Twosome, a big doe who picks me off every time I'm in that woods.
Oh.
And her and her buddy, who she's trained as well. I will tell you, I've hunted those does. They are more difficult to hunt and stalk and take than a big buck, because they know every square inch of their woods. They know whether you're in the tree stand, not in the tree stand, no matter which way the wind's blowing, no matter what kind of camo you have, they can pick you off. And five times this season, she's picked me off.
Wow.
Christmas.
She did it again Saturday.
She came in the woods, and wind was blowing northeast. She came in. Wind was blowing northwest. She came in from the southwest. There's no reason she should have smelled me. She walked in the woods, browsed a little bit, and popped her head up and looked right at me in a tree stand from 60 yards.
Wow. Wow.
And she kept looking. She kept looking. She kept looking. I remained as calm and quiet as I possibly could, tried not to look at her. And
did you have a face mask on?
Yep, sure did. I had a face mask on, everything. I had the crossbow for the first time this year. She planted her feet, bobbed her head up, you know how they pop right in front of her. She planted her feet right in front of her, and she looked at me, head bobbed up and down, bobbed up and down. Eventually, she just kind of turned away, tail went up, and she trotted into the bedding area. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not too worried about it. At least she didn't blow on me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she went into the bedding area, picked up her buddy. So they became the Gruesome Twosome at that point. Apparently the wind swirled around, blew my scent into the bedding area, and they bolted out of the bedding area back across the field. I mean, tails flying, full speed, 200-yard sprint. Circled around into the horse pasture on the other property and kept on going. I don't know if I was the only thing that scared him or not, but she had me pinned, and they made a speedy exit. So that was my hunt.
At least you got out. Just one last question.
Sure.
This week the DNR awarded a master angler.
Sure did.
Is that who I think got it?
I don't know who got it.
Oh, this guy by the name of Tim. I just thought maybe it was Tim that...
Not Tim Sherman, no.
Oh, okay. All right,
no.
All right. My bad.
No, you're fine. Good
all
question.
Right. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Go Ravens.
All right, nice talking to you.
All right.
Take care. See
you.
Bye-bye. I like talking about stuff like that. You know, Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. They're just off Route 50 right here in Easton. I can almost see the place from here. Not quite, but if I get out to the main highway, I almost can see it. And that's where the locals and others like me get their tires and auto service work done. You know, they feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. That's their main go-to tires. I love my Firestones. I mean, I've got a great set of tires on. They've got the Michelin and the Yokohama finished to fit any kind of vehicle. You know, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck. For any make or model, from the tiniest to the, you know, compact to the biggest monster truck, you know, tractor, trailer, triaxle, you name it, they've got it. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own an ATV or if you have any kind of trailer, and I've seen a bunch of them down. There's more trailers here in the Eastern Shore than you can shake a stick at. Landscape trailers, utility trailers, boat trailers. Oh, my goodness. If you own a trailer and you got a bad tire, or probably ought to have them, you know, looked at, Spurrier's has the tires for your trailer. Spurrier's offers tire repair on the spot and full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that old check engine light comes on. Yeah, how many of us have had that? Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and the family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, that number 410-822-7384. I should probably say or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Visit the website, spurriestire.com, no appointment needed for tires, or call 410-822-7384, Spurry's Tire Service, and we'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, we're back. Time for me to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, we haven't mentioned the backyard stuff very much, but that 70 degree weather yesterday, that got me to thinking, you know, man, it's spring is not that far away. I mean, yeah, we've been talking about heat and fireplace inserts and pellet stoves and pellets and wood stoves and gas inserts and all that stuff for a long time, but Backyard Billy still really has the greatest amount of backyard furniture that I've ever seen. The poly tables and chairs, the sheds, you know, they're great. The dog runs, the dog kennels, the chicken coops, all the stuff you need to make your backyard great. And Backyard Billy's has it, including those tables and chairs and bars and gym sets and you name it. You need to stop by. I mean, you can see all that stuff from Route 50. The array of Adirondack chairs is unbelievable. There's like 1,000 of them in stock. And I'm not kidding. There are like 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock in every style and color. I mean, they rock, they recline. If you like that style, just go in and check it out at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, of course, is the ones that have the fireplaces. But Backyard Billy's carries the barbecue grills, you know, the pellet grills by Traeger, the smoker grills by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. They carry the stainless steel Memphis pellet grills as well. So, you know, if there's all that kind of stuff to look at and think about for the upcoming spring and summer. Check it out at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBillys.com is the website, 410-827-4500 for the heat stuff. The Hearth America folks have a Facebook page. That phone number, again, 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look great this year. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey, boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's see. Who did you say it was, buddy? JR. Good morning, JR.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Good talking to you earlier this week.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. We had a nice conversation. So what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. I'm headed over taking the kids goose hunting this morning, and then I got thinking, if anyone is looking for something to do today, there's a really nice outdoor show and decoy oyster cans and that kind of stuff in Levels, Maryland, up above Havre de Grace.
Levels. Havre de Grace usually puts on some nice shows. There's some good carvers up there. And is that the Upper Bay Museum, or where is it?
It's in Levels at the firehouse. It's about,
okay.
I want to say about 4 or 5 miles north of Havre de Grace.
Okay.
It's up there in the firehouse, and they do a pretty good job. They got about, I think, probably 50 or 60 vendors with antique decoys and
firearms.
A little bit everything.
You know, I've done that show. I've been to that show. That's a nice show.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I just got thinking about it on the way over here, and if somebody's looking for something to do, it's a good time.
Well, that's good. Up above Harvard Grace, the fire department in Levels, Maryland. Okay.
Yep, hopefully we'll get done hunting here early and I can get up there in time.
Well, good luck out there. How many kids you got with you today?
We're going to have four kids and then a couple of grown kids. So
a couple a couple older kids. I got it.
Yep.
All right, man. Yep. Well, cool.
All right.
We'll be talking, I'm sure. How did the sportsman's auction go, by the way?
It went very well. We had a good turnout. Had a good turnout, and things sold well. So, I think everybody was happy, both sides, consigners and the buyers. So,
I'm glad to hear that. Maybe I'll get busy and get some stuff to you next year. I kind of missed it this year. So, throughout the course of the year, I think that's going to be one of my things to do. Start cleaning out a little bit.
clean some stuff out.
You got it.
We can help you with that.
I know you can. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Have a great time today. Get your limit and report back. Let us know how you did. Send some pictures. That'd be great.
I'll send you a picture to kids if we get something.
Perfect. Thanks, JR.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, buddy. Have a great morning. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too.
Yep. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anybody on the line, buddy? All right, Eric. Good. We got about 2 minutes to go. Sean emailed me the other day. Do you remember when we had so much trouble getting on the air on January 6th? Technical difficulties like you wouldn't believe. Couldn't connect. I can't remember all the stuff. It's just a bad memory. We weren't able to record the first hour. And that's the hour I talked about hunting and using the moon, using the tide charts to help with hunting and fishing and things like that. I did a little research since I got his email. He wanted to talk about that. He wanted to review that online. So remind me to talk about that. Aaron, remind me to talk about the tides next hour, okay? And what I think, how I think they affect hunting and fishing and things like that. So I did a little research, and you can too. If you want to look and see what I'm talking about, you can go on your search engine and check moon phases affect hunting, or the main thing is solunar, S-O-L-U-N-A-R, solunar, sun and moon, effects on fishing and hunting. And for years they've had this solunar chart out there. Anyway, there's the music. Listen, if you're going to go like JR, get out, stay safe, go hunting and fishing with your family. We'll be right back.